Hello and welcome to the Friar for this Saturday, April 24th, 2021. I'm so glad you were able to join us today. Glad to have you with us. I think so many wonderful things can happen when we spend our time together focusing on how to grow in our silent prayer life with Jesus. To spend that quiet time with Jesus, to get to know our Lord. And that is really what this is about, the Spend 5 with Jesus, the series we're in the midst of. Just a reminder, you can go to our website, thefriar.org, and find links to subscribe to our podcast wherever you get your podcasts. If you do subscribe, take a moment to give us a rating as well. That helps more people to find us and to help people to become aware of us, and that's just a really good thing. You can also go to our website, thefriar.org, and subscribe to our newsletter. We got one coming out because May is upon us soon. We've got really less than a week. From today, it's going to be a week from today is May 1st. So we'll be sending that out this week. And just go to the website and enjoy it and see it. When you do subscribe to the website, by the way, which is what you can do, you will be notified every time we put a new post up. And that can be a benefit as well. Okay, let's put all that aside. Let's dive right in. When I first started teaching, my thought was that if I could simply present in a coherent and logical way the beauty of the content of the faith, then students would be convinced to follow Jesus and life would be wonderful. But I was naive. My students needed to know Jesus. Some people really believe that if we give lots of information about Jesus, people will believe. But I had students who knew the material, but they did not believe a lick of it. Well, some students do believe when theological knowledge is presented. For most, it is the case that they need the relationship first so that they know what to do with the knowledge they are learning. Today's gospel shows us that sometimes knowledge is not enough. Or sometimes it is the case that if there is no personal relationship either with God or at least with the teacher, then it can be difficult to accept the message of faith. That is what happens today. Jesus says something that is quite difficult for people to hear. Unless a person eats the flesh of the Son of God and drinks his blood, that person has no life in them. These are not easy words to hear. Now, the word that is used for flesh means just that. We think of the body of Christ, but the word that's used for flesh is sarx. And that is literally flesh, not body. So we can understand why eating human flesh and drinking human blood would certainly seem quite strange indeed to the people who heard Jesus speak. But not for those disciples who remain with Jesus. They did not know where else they would go. Because they had this powerful relationship with Jesus, they could understand what Jesus meant. Jesus had the words of eternal life. There is no one else who can provide this type of life-giving relationship, only Jesus. We are also reminded that sometimes the message of the gospel is hard. Many left after hearing Jesus talk this way. They went back to their previous way of life. There are many passages in the Bible that are tough. The gospel can be tough because of what it asks of us. What it challenges us to do simply seems too much. Love enemies? Forgive 70 times? These seem to be really hard sayings. It can even be tough to trust Jesus. Sometimes it can seem easier simply to do everything ourselves, to stay in control, to take care of everything on our own. But as humans, we are made for more than ourselves. We are not meant to do everything ourselves. We are meant for relationship. This is because God is about relationship. The Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, are a community of love that is so perfect, so powerful, they are one. On a human level, we learn from the book of Genesis that a man and a woman marry so the two can become one. And so the disciples in today's gospel remind us that it is Jesus that has the words of eternal life. And so, as we spend time with Jesus today, seek to remember that we are made for relationship with God, with Jesus. We are not meant to be alone, because it is Jesus that has the words of eternal life. It is Jesus who has the message of faith, a message that helps us to see that we are never alone. For as we learn in the book of Genesis, it is not good for us to be alone. And it is especially not good for us when we decide we can do things on our own. It is especially difficult when we turn away from Jesus. This is why it is so important to listen to Jesus, to go to that quiet place where we can hear him speak to us, where we can simply be with him. Jesus modeled this behavior for us by going off by himself to pray to the Father. So today, take that time to know that you are not alone, that you are loved more than you can know, that mercy and forgiveness awaits you when you repent, and that it is only in this relationship with Jesus that we can receive the tremendous eternal life he wants to give us. Thank you so much for joining us today. Let's pray for each other. Do come back again tomorrow, and may God bless you.